Simcoe County paramedics are accustomed to helping save lives, so the loss of one of their own is hitting especially hard. Mary Ann Orson, who served as a professional standard supervisor with the countywide paramedic service, died in her sleep at home on Monday, February 6, less than 2 weeks shy of her 44th birthday, according to an online obituary, which described her five-year duel with metastatic breast cancer as extraordinary. Sarah Mills, Director and Chief of Paramedic Services for the County of Simcoe, knew Orson both professionally and personally. She says they became good friends over the years. Mills described the Wasaga Beach resident and mother of two as having been a bright light. She was just a good human being. She had a really big personality, Mills told Barry Today. She was kind and generous and, I just wish I could do justice to her. She was infectious when it came to positivity and kindness and being fair. For those of us who knew her, it was our honor to have known her. Orson started her career as a primary care paramedic with Frontenac in the Kingston area and Niagara before coming to Simcoe County in 2016, where she worked as an educator. What I know of her from Frontenac and Niagara is that she was an amazing supervisor and a true leader. She was supportive of all of her staff, and her patient care was second to none, Mills said. In Simcoe County, Orson's role was to teach staff and to serve as a conduit between the front line and management in order to ensure they got the training they needed to better support the community. She also worked as a professional practice supervisor, where she would deal with clinical and Ministry of Health standards. She was always professional, kind and fair. Fair was a big piece of that. She was thorough and was excellent at her job, Mills said. When she came to us with recommendations and ways to support the staff, it was very well respected and she was held in very high regard. Knowing her friend would not be returning to the job due to her illness, Mills said they planned a retirement ceremony for Orson last fall. We knew she was terminal, so we had a chief's commendation for her, for people who have gone above and beyond for their community and their career, Mills said. She also got her Exemplary Service Award, which is 20 years of service and 10 years of frontline excellence. It's a Governor General's award, so it's a very important award in the paramedic community. Orson's death will leave a big hole in the heart of the local paramedic service, Mills acknowledged. We have really lost a champion for the paramedics and for our patients, someone who is really an overall support to the community and our staff, and who helped us feel like a family, she said. It's been less than a week since her death and Mills says she's already feeling the loss of her dear friend. I miss her every day. I pick up my phone to text her, but I think we handle it by supporting her family. Scott, and Katie and Leah, her two daughters, and by supporting each other. We have a great team at Paramedic Services, so it's just all being there for each other and doing our best to support her family during this time will be how we feel like we are doing something, she said. Orson was still determined to live life to its fullest, despite how sick she was, added Mills. Tragedy happens, but right until the very end she took advantage of every minute. She was quite sick, but she traveled and she surrounded herself with her family and with love, Mills said. She continued to show everyone how much she loved them. Through everything, she stayed so positive and she is the person you want to embody yourself after. You want to exhibit that outlook on life, even in the worst situation. Visitation is scheduled for this evening, Friday, February 10, from 5 to 8 p.m., as well as Saturday, February 11, from 1 to 2:45 p.m., at Carruthers and Davidson Funeral Homes Wasaga Beach Chapel, located at 509 River Road W. A funeral service is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. on February 11, followed by a reception in the funeral home lounge. Paramedic service members are invited to attend in uniform and donations are being accepted on her behalf to rethink-breast-cancer.raisley.com.